Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Arts Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We're very happy to have Carrie Morin in the studio today. He's simply one of the best acoustic guitarists around and also a master storyteller. A Crow tribal member from Montana, he now makes his home in northern Colorado, where he's won numerous awards from the Colorado Blues Society, among others. His 2017 album, Cradle to the Grave, was on my top 10 list and so many other lists as well. People in the bluegrass world, blues world, folk, vintage guitar are all paying attention to Carrie Morin. This is his first time at KNKX, so please welcome Carrie Morin.
Like me, no, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take my old wagon across the railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gunny sack, sitting in the shade all day back. That's what I'm gonna do. Some mighty big fishes underneath them bridges. Better make sure you bring along the right kind of bridges for all them big old fishes. Underneath them bridges. Oh, look at that one. That's a big fish. I'm not throwing nothing back today. It's all coming home. I'm gonna take my old wagon across the railroad tracks with a bamboo pole and a gunny sack, sitting in the shade all laid back. That's what I'm gonna do. Hey, Carmella, I wanna do this with you. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Carrie Morin live on 88.5 KNKX. Wow, that's one of my favorite songs, and I'm really glad you started with that one.
Well, that's a coincidence.
And so I'm fascinated by your style of guitar playing, which is very roughly called finger style, meaning you're just using on your right hand each of your five fingers, right? Are all working, right?
Well, almost. The pinky looks like it's doing something, but it's actually just kind of flopping around.
Okay, four fingers then. And it's an amazing style. I mean, flamenco players use it, bluegrass, clawhammer, banjo, classical music, but this is a particularly kind of American approach to playing a guitar.
Yeah, it's a Colorado my front yard approach.
Okay.
Is where it originated. I just spent just years and years and hours of goofing around. And, excuse me, I didn't set out to do anything specific. I was just learning songs and trying to figure out what I could do on stage without a band. Uh-huh. That was my main goal, is I was playing less and less with bands and doing more and more solo shows, and had to come up with something that I could do for, 90 minutes.
So, yeah, you came up, I've read your history a little bit, you came up playing in bands, notably one called the Atoll in the 90s, which was kind of like a world beat band. It was very electric, real high energy. So, and then you made a transition from electric to acoustic. Now, do I have this right? You've only been playing solo acoustic for about 8 years? Is that?
It's more like 10 now.
Yeah, still, that's astonishing.
Well, it's, you know what, when I oddly enough, I started playing music when I was a child, growing up here in the Seattle area.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah. My first instrument was piano. When we moved from here to Montana, and I ended up really spending most of my time growing up in Great Falls. And I was really interested in acoustic guitar and folk music and bluegrass music and jazz. And I'd try to learn Vivaldi songs on guitar. I'd try anything, because it was a funny situation that I found myself in. I didn't really know that much about music, and I had no idea that there were genres. It's just, if I liked it and it was a song, then it was a song,
yeah.
But, yeah, I ended up playing all kinds of strange stuff.
Yeah, I noticed, if you're going to pick up his album, Cradle to the Grave, be prepared that it's not all going to be like this. You have a Prince song that you cover on there, a Fish tune. So, yeah, kind of wandering around. So when I listen to you, I hear a lot of the history of this kind of guitar playing. Probably goes back to, Blind Blake, Reverend Gary Davis, Mississippi John Hurt, and then later maybe John Fahey and Leo Kottke. Do you have any? You just said you taught yourself how to do this. This music is not really written down anywhere, is it?
No, it's not. I do. You can hear my dog sneezing in the background. Behave, hey Zeus.
He's doing. The dog is very well. Behave.
Anyway, no, it's not written down. But I did listen very intensely to some artists. Besides all the folk albums that in the 70s that everybody had, we all had Cat Stevens albums and James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and all that. I was really, really interested in Leo Kottke. Mm. And I tried to learn his songs as a child and pulled it off. I learned several of them. But I didn't realize that he played in an open tuning, so I learned them all in standard, which can be pretty painful, So it wasn't until years later I had smacked my head and went, oh, of course. Gosh, this would have been so much easier.
Yeah.
But, this music comes from just a lot of really intense listening of guitar players that I really loved as a child.
Wonderful. Carrie Morin live on 88.5. Well, what is the next song you got for us?
This is the title cut from the most recent album, Cradle to the Grave.
Right.
Thank you.
watch over me. Come down low, watch over me. For I'm only a child. I'll never make my way. In this world all alone, seek what I crave. Life's a slow walk from the cradle to the grave. Take a walk with me. Stay forever by my side. Walk with me, Jesus, with love I cannot hide. Stay close to me. We'll plant a seed in the wild. Life's a slow walk from the cradle to the grave. Life's a slow walk from the cradle to the grave. Yes, it is. So walk from the cradle to the grave.
Thank you very much.
Carrie Morin live on 88.5 KNKX. That's the title track, Cradle to the Grave, from his most recent release, which I urge you to go out and get in addition to all his other three previous albums. So this is only your second really official trip to the Northwest as a performer now. You were at the Centrum Acoustic Blues Workshop. So wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that. What did you do up there?
It was fascinating. I had the opportunity to teach all week. I taught everything from putting strings on a guitar to writing a song. And I played a couple of small concerts and a couple of bigger ones, and just generally just joked around with people for like 6 days. It was pretty fun. I was saying, gosh, it's so nice to be up here in Pete Townsend, Washington. Yeah. What did you just say? But yeah, we had a blast.
Well, I hope they ask you back. That's a big event up here every summer, the Acoustic Blues Workshop. So I'm sure that you'll be asked back. And I also want to ask you about your work with the Music Maker Relief Foundation. Their work to preserve musical traditions of the South with grants and artist support. And so how long have you been working with them?
Oh, it's been about 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. I'd have to get up my old calendars to really nail that one down. But Tim Duffy, who is the founder and president of the Music Maker Relief Foundation, recorded a CD for me when I was first starting to do this solo thing. And he really also taught me kind of how to record. I've always been like recording songs with dance bands and stuff. We tracked everything. Mm-hmm. And recording with him was the first time that I sat down in front of some microphones and sang a song while I played it. And then he would say, okay, that one's done. Let's move on to the next, you know. And it was kind of frightening at first. And now that's all we do. That's how we've been doing all these records, because I think it really presents the emotion of the moment.
Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to ask you, you've described your music, or it's been called Native Americana, and I was wondering how your Native American heritage figures into your music. You don't really wear that, you know, that far forward. It's kind of more of a subtle thing.
It is. It's, you know, it was a huge part of my life growing up, obviously, and my relatives are important and were influential in who I became, just like anybody. You know, the people that you're around as a child shape you and help you become who you are as an adult. So that shows up in my songs. But it's not so much a cultural thing as it is just a rural thing. Hmm. And it continues. All the touring that we do and the people that we meet and the places that we go and the regions that we're in influence songs just as they did when I think back on my childhood and write songs about that.
Yeah, location is certainly part of American music. So what you mentioned, you have a new album coming out in the fall. What can we expect? Is that going to be more of the same, or are you going to be doing some different things?
It'll be more of the same. We have recorded this album, which is called When I Rise, in the same studio that I've recorded all the others. But then we did some additional recording with a producer and like a different studio, which was in Boulder, Colorado, at the E-Town studio.
Sure.
Yeah. And the producer was a guy that I've known for decades, and I think he's best known for being the original bass player for Spyro Gyra, and he was with several bands over the years, pretty well-known jazz bands, the Rippingtons and so on. His name is Kim Stone. He agreed to produce this album, so he handpicked some of the players that helped me present about half the albums on the songs as he heard it.
Okay.
And so some of it's going to be like a full band kind of thing, and then some of it's lightly orchestrated.
All right. Looking forward to it.
His help was extremely valuable in the process of doing that.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, we've got time for another song, so what do you got for us?
Well, I've got a song about growing up, teenage angst. It's what we were just talking about. this is the title cut from, if you look at these albums as a trilogy, starting with Streamline, and then we released Tiny Town after that, and then we released Cradle to the Grave after that. And that took, I think, a little over 3 years to record and release those albums. And it's almost a pretty accurate record of my songwriting and my guitar playing in that span of time. Mm-hmm. So this one's right in the middle. This song's called Tiny Town.
There's only one season. Ain't nobody here to keep me at home, and there doesn't need to be a reason to leave this tiny town. When I open my eyes for the first time, I see the same thing again and again. Well, the older I get weaker. The walls are closing in. Is this just how it's supposed to be, growing old in tiny town? Some place out there for me. It's a place I won't know till I go and see. Do I lack the confidence it takes to overcome the fear of the strange and unknown? Or is this just how it's supposed to be, growing old in tiny town? Tiny town.